Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The Millennium Development Goals have drawn attention to the need to reduce unnecessary deaths of children and pregnant women globally. There are several relevant Cochrane reviews, and Ginny Hetherington from the Cochrane Collaboration Secretariat describes one that has just been prepared by Justus Hofmeyr, Mandisa Singata, and Tess Lurie from the Eastern Cape in South Africa.
One important strategy for the Millennium Development Goals is to improve access to methods of preventing unwanted pregnancies. And Justus, Mandisa, and Tess have particular concerns about the scale of unplanned pregnancy in their health service and elsewhere. They did this review to examine the evidence for two different types of contraception and to help women make a choice about family planning. Condom promotion is very important for reducing sexually transmitted infections, but condoms are insufficiently reliable as the sole method of family planning. In many low-income countries, the great majority of women who use family planning methods other than condoms use depot progestogens. These are either injections which last 2 or 3 months or implants which last for several years. They're very effective but do have side effects which worry some women. Without access to other options from which to choose, many women who are dissatisfied with the depot progestogens simply stop using them. One other option might be the copper-containing intrauterine device, or IUD. This is a small plastic and copper device which is inserted through the cervix into the uterus and remains effective for up to 10 years. The side effects are quite different to those experienced with injectable progestogens, so it may be a good choice for women who are unhappy with the injectables. However, in many low-income countries, the use of the IUD has virtually disappeared. This might be because of the perception that the IUD is a cause of pelvic infection, the need for special training to do the initial insertion, or the fact that it's more time-consuming than the injection. The Cochrane Review summarizes the best evidence comparing these two long-term methods of family planning on effectiveness, discontinuation rates, and side effects. It also makes suggestions on the research that's still needed in light of the two trials and nearly 1,000 women available for the review, which will enhance the quality of comparative information available to women making a choice about a family planning method. The results from the trials of IUD versus hormonal contraception were consistent with respect to pregnancy, which was less frequent in women allocated to the IUD. However, pelvic infection was too rare in both groups to give any indication of the relative likelihood of infection. One trial enrolled only HIV-infected women, and this generated an unexpected secondary finding. This needs confirmation, as it's contrary to some observational evidence, but it appeared that HIV progression was less in women allocated to the IUD. There were differences in discontinuation of the allocated method between the two trials, which shed some light on the importance of choice to women who experience various family planning methods differently. In one trial, where the IUD was compared exclusively with injectable progestogen contraception, more women chose to discontinue the hormonal method. In the other trial, which studied HIV-infected women, women allocated to hormonal methods could choose between injectables and oral contraceptive pills. Most chose the injectables initially, but if they were unhappy, they could switch to another hormonal method. In this study, discontinuation of the allocated method was more frequent with the IUD than with hormonal options. In summary, the authors of the new Cochrane Review conclude that both the IUD and injectable progestogens are effective family planning methods, and that there was no evidence to support the perception that the IUD is a common cause of pelvic infection, even in immunocompromised women. The research they examined also highlights the importance of the availability of a range of family planning options, since women have diverse needs, responses to specific methods, and preferences. The authors suggest that achieving the Millennium Development Goals of reduced maternal and child mortality will require health authorities to ensure that supplies are available, staff are trained, so that all modern methods of family planning are readily available to women at every level of the health services.
Further information on the two included trials and other results from this review are available within it at www.thecochranelibrary.com.